The 292-acre Stone Ridge parcel completes the contiguous open space between Round Valley and Trailside Park. It was acquired as part of a partnership between Park City and Summit County, Utah Open Lands, and the Snyderville Basin Rec District. Now, the first phase for establishing trails and trailheads in the area, said Utah Open Lands Director Wendy Fisher, is about managing a delicate balance.
The trail use, Nordic use, having the main trail with a lot of abilities represented for that connection. Equestrian use is a possibility. Single track connections. And then when you look at how do we manage this with respect to the conservation values, how we actually arrived at kind of the basic trail plan for this, because it really was looking at what we do know about the property, the conservation values, and how do we balance the many different uses.
Fisher said to begin with, they'll look at reclaiming some of the old roads in the area that shouldn't be there and reinforce those that will be good trail connectors.
How do we build a trail system on what's already existing there? Some of the grades don't work, some of the trails don't work, and there are definitely areas where if we close them off, they will revegetate on their own.
She said they'll reclaim some old quarries in the area that pose a safety threat and clean up what's known as a spoils area near the Trailside residential community, where an abundant amount of fill was deposited for a previous development plan. Fisher says most importantly, they want to get a grasp on the wildlife migration patterns.
We have found that elk tend to hang up out in that area. This is these are gamble oak. We've actually seen that something that elk do oftentimes in the wintertime is they'll kind of graze the oak brush itself, strip off the bark. And so you can see actually this stand here shows a little bit of evidence of that. And so again, going back to that slide before, that's something that we've talked about in terms of trying to balance some of these conservation values with recreational uses. Maybe that's something that we try to keep things away from because it provides some of that sensitive wildlife habitat.
Heinrich Dieters of Park City Municipal and Bob Radke of Snyderville Basin Rec said as this new open space becomes available for the community's recreational use, the area will see some new soft surface trails and some minor trailheads at Trailside Park and Old Ranch Road. Radke said the plan is also to connect a trail to Trailside and expand the bike park there.
A single track trail that will come into the park and connect to the trail system that's in our park, providing people access, direct access into our park. An expansion plan for our bike park. My thinking there was to provide some variety in the park a little bit more, take advantage of some more acreage that's now available.
Dieters said that since grooming for winter sport in Round Valley has been immensely popular, that will be an important component of new recreational use in the area.
Winter use, whether snowshoeing, skiing, etc., is very, very popular. When it first was sort of the boon about 5 years ago, we actually had a lot of conflicts because there was very few areas to get into. This is going to be another great addition because you'll be able to access winter from Old Ranch Road as well as here at the trailhead, which again, disperse will help a lot.
Dieter says the winter grooming will include trails where they simply mowed down the vegetation. Fisher says mowing seems to be an acceptable practice.
Some feel that mowing sagebrush actually helps provide additional elk habitat, and it actually helps the kind of the structure of those sagebrush communities. Other people don't agree, but since Nordic is something we want to see, this could be a good test case to see what kind of actually happens. Does it actually improve the health? Does it create some more dimension to that and actually change some of the ages in the sagebrush as well?
That's Wendy Fisher, along with Heinrich Dieters and Bob Radke on the Stone Ridge Open Space Parcel. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.